What this is doing is giving individuals and a group of individuals who are struggling to be contributing citizens an opportunity to join our ranks as contributors.
That's Salt Lake City Democratic Representative Brian King explaining his bill to his colleagues on the House floor Monday morning. House Bill 274 would provide $500 to $2,000 in tax incentives to businesses if they employ homeless individuals for 20 to 40 hours per week for at least 6 months.
This bill has the potential to increase the likelihood that we're not just going to help people get back on their feet, but that we're going to improve them mentally, emotionally, behaviorally. And those are oftentimes the types of things that are preventing them from having homes in the first place.
But some lawmakers, like Republican Representative Kurt Webb of Logan, say the bill is unfair. Webb voiced opposition for the proposed legislation, saying it creates winners and losers.
I think there are only so many jobs out there, and we're saying that the jobs, instead of going to those who may be poor and disadvantaged, but have struggled to hang on to their lodgings, we instead disadvantage them in favor of those who may have already lost their homes. I think that's patently unfair.
King has also received some concerns from the UEA over the funding source for the bill. HB 274 could cost the state's education fund up to $500,000 a year if passed. To help ease some of those concerns, King added a 5-year sunset to his bill to reevaluate the program after 5 years. The bill passed out of the House with a vote of 41 to 33 and will now be heard on the Senate floor. From KCPW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jessica Gale for Utah Public Radio.